The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Okay, Gavin McLaughlin's here. Let's start with monetary policy, because the chairman of the Fed Reserve in the US is saying that both fiscal policy, the US budget, is unsustainable. Give us a simple layman's guide to this.
Well, this is Jerome Powell. He's chairman of the US Federal Reserve, and he's one of the most important people in the world economy. He decides if US interest rates go up or down. Recently, he's been taking them down. That makes it cheaper for people to borrow. And Trump is happy with that because he's wanted a little boost for the slowing US economy. He's been slagging off Jerome Powell the whole time. But Jerome Powell has been up speaking in Congress in the last couple of hours, and he's had a fair old cut at Trump's economics.
The federal budget is on an unsustainable path with high and rising debt. Over time, this outlook could restrain fiscal policymakers' willingness or ability to support economic activity during a downturn. In addition, I remain concerned that the high and rising federal debt can, in the longer term, restrain private investment and thereby reduce productivity and overall growth. Putting the federal budget on a sustainable path would aid the long-term vigor of the U.S. economy and help ensure that policymakers have the space to use fiscal policy to assist in stabilizing the economy if it weakens.
Well, they won't have an austerity plan this side of an election on either side of Capitol Hill. Now, what's gone wrong with Tullow Oil?
Well, a few months back, they announced that they'd made an oil discovery off the coast of South America. It's in an area off the coast of Guyana, which is seen as particularly hot for oil explorers. But today, they've announced there's a bit of a problem, because it turns out that the quality of the oil they've discovered is not very good. It's what they call heavy oil in the industry, and that means it's more difficult and expensive to extract out of the ground. It's less attractive to many of the oil refineries who might purchase it from Tullow, and it also has high sulfur content, which also makes things difficult. So the effect of all this is that the economics of this oil discovery could be quite different from what we initially thought. Now, Tullow is saying it's assessing the commercial viability of the discovery. So in other words, they're saying we may well end up actually walking away from this stuff, you know, which we were celebrating.
How have the markets reacted?
It's been taken really, really badly. The shares have fallen by more than a quarter today, which is an astonishing figure. They've also said that their production in Ghana is going to be below expectations this year. So it's been a really, really bad day for Tullow Oil.
Okay, one of the Irish global multinational success stories is CRH. What are they doing in the Philippines?
Well, it looks like they're considering the sale of their business there, because CRH actually is the biggest Irish company that we have. I think a lot of people might say Ryanair is our Kerry Group, but the answer is CRH, which based on the current share price is worth 26.6 billion euro. Now, it's a cement company. Its Irish arm is called Irish Cement, which is more well known than the parent company. CRH has big operations in the US and Europe, but the Philippines has been the blot on their copybook over the last few years because it hasn't performed well. They've kind of said a couple of times, look, we see light at the end of the tunnel for this business, but now the reports are that they're ultimately looking at cutting and running and getting rid of this business, and this news appears to have helped the shares today. One thing I will say about CRH is their model for getting growth is very acquisition heavy, so they're always kind of looking at their operations, selling what's not quite good enough, buying something else to try and improve things. Now, that's kind of risky if you're going out and buying things all the time, because obviously it might not work out. But it has worked for them over the last few years. As I say, they are the biggest Irish company in value terms, 26.6 billion euro.
All right, Gavin McLaughlin with today's business stories.